long bright day is coming. It brings a year of drought, when many a well may fail of its water, and many a cash run out. Your ways are ways of struggle, your instincts bid you fight. We advise that you stand as one, strive not with each other, but with the cruel sun. Trust us when we tell you what needs to be done, and you may just win through to another night. Our ways are not like your ways, for ours are ways of peace. Yet we admire your proud traditions, and we would not see them cease. Still, you must end your fighting and learn another way. It will take all of your fierceness and all of your drive and all of your passion for staying alive. You must all work together for any to thrive if you hope to survive this long, bright day. Tell us end our fighting, but who will tell our foes? Can we expect cooperation from neighbors such as those? You must give us some advantage, and you must have some in store. You seem to be smart, and from all that I've heard, you know enough of our ways to know it's plainly absurd to think that good wishes and a few friendly words will hold our people back from the brink of war. We come to be your teachers, those will gain whom we teach first. If your wells run dry, you shall draw from the sky enough to quench your thirst. You shall teach the cactus blossom to bloom at your command. We will show you our knowledge, and you in return will show us your children who are eager to learn, that your children's children might save you in turn, and you not be wiped out from the sun-scorched land. Now that's a better offer. You bring new tools and skills. Now tell us, have you brought such aid to the folk in yonder hills? For they are worse than outlaws, their hearts are bright and hot. And these last few months things have gotten much worse. They were always a threat, but they're becoming a curse. They have strange new weapons, perhaps some of yours. I beg you to say you have helped them not. I swear we have not helped them, but our tools they might possess. 3 months ago, one of our flying machines never came home to its nest. It was in that very country that it was seen to fall. And since that day, we have heard nothing new. I fear that these outlaws may have captured her crew. If they've used our equipment as weaponry too, I don't know what we'll do, but God help us all. Now why had we not heard this from you whom we should trust? I have my instructions only to brief civilians on strategics when I must. And what's this I hear of weapons? I thought we had all agreed that our flyers would carry no weapons aboard, only standard equipment, provisions, and stores, such as lanterns whose light pierces the eye like a sword. Did you bring these bright things just to watch us bleed? If you think your lantern's harmless, that is where your error lies. Evaded our foes, whether willing or no, you must help us bring their demise. We will give no aid in warfare, that goes against all we hold dear. If you won't help us attack, you must help us defend, and teach us this knowledge that you so recommend. And you and yes, such others as your people may send, may come dwell among us in safety. This is our command, prove the shade of your hand, and we'll see where things stand. You may have 1 year.